USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers head home for the Christmas holiday after passing a relief bill. The bill now awaits President Trump's signature.
Congress passed a sweeping year-end bill to provide coronavirus relief and fund the government. The Senate voted 92-6 on the $2.3 trillion package, which includes $1.4 trillion to fund the government and $900 billion in coronavirus relief. It's now on President Trump's desk, where he has until December 28th to sign it. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The nation's economy continuing to rebound. It grew by 33.4% between July and September. That's slightly better than last month when the number was at 33.1%. The big jump follows a steep decline of 31.4% between April and June when many businesses were forced to shut down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any disaster devastated your town. Your power is out. No lights, no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. You can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio keeps you informed during any emergency. It doesn't even need batteries and comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio with Newsmax Magazine. Go to gettheradio.com, that's gettheradio.com, or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX, that's 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
Senator Lindsey Graham says a special counsel is needed to investigate Hunter Biden, the son of President-elect Joe Biden.
You have a U.S. attorney in Delaware that's looking at tax fraud, but he's not looking at his overseas dealings, Hunter Biden's dealings in the Ukraine and China.
The South Carolina Republican saying it's time to get more serious about Hunter and what he did.
I would take the U.S. attorney in Delaware and give him the entire Hunter Biden portfolio so he could look at everything Hunter Biden did throughout the world.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Facebook, and Alphabet's Google agreed to cooperate and assist one another if they ever faced any investigation into their pact to work together in online advertising, according to an unredacted version of a lawsuit filed by 10 states against Google last week. The suit, as filed, cites internal company documents that were heavily redacted. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
With Senate control up for grabs in Georgia, many people are heading down to the state to get the vote out. Both Democrats and Republicans heading to the Peach State for the very important runoff elections, Republicans needing just one seat to hold on to their current majority. President Trump planning to visit Georgia the day before the January 5th Senate runoffs. As far as what is being done to ensure that every legal vote is counted in Georgia, Carl Rove with the Georgia Battleground Fund says there's a strong team made up on the ground to ensure every legal vote is counted.
They have re-engineered. They went back and with the help of the Republican Attorney General's Association, the Republican Association of Secretaries of State, they looked at every part of the get out of the voting apparatus in Georgia and re-engineered it and said, where are the weaknesses and what do we need to do in order to shore that up? For example, last week, in time for the early voting, the Republicans filed 4,000 poll watchers. That is more than any party, either party, has ever offered up for early voting poll watching, and not by a little, but by a factor of several multitudes. And those people are trained and being deployed, and then we'll have an even bigger operation for Election Day.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well. Check us out at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.